Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because the Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning. And it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give respect and honor to my covering my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan, and I also give honor and respect to the founders and sponsors of this radio broadcast, Harvest of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought Daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody a chance to get their Bibles and pens and paper and notes and all of that. And then we'll come back with the word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and pens and paper and things of that nature that we used to study the Word of God with, as we always do. Let's go before our Father with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this opportunity, this privilege that you have given unto us, life. We thank you for your breath being in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit teaching us and leading us into all truth, being our helper and our guide in this walk that we walk, as we walk circumspectly before you, pleasing in your sight. Always want to be pleasing in your sight, Lord Jesus. To do your will, to do your work, to do what you have asked us to do in love, as a reflection and representative of you. Lord, we ask that you help us. We repent for anything that we have done, any shortcomings, Father. And we accept your forgiveness for all of our shortcomings, as you have already blotted out our sins, Lord Jesus. But we will never get to a place where we will be too sure that we cannot repent for anything that we have done. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross, so that it is all of you and none of us. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on today. And we thank you for moving by your Spirit. We ask you to bless each and every listener, each and every household represented on this broadcast on today. Father, move and let your peace and your healing and your wholeness and your joy and your love and your comfort. Rest, rule, and abide in us, on us, around us, and permeate through us as we study your word to learn a little bit more about you. Thank you for this time and privilege to be able to sit at your feet and sit at your table and glean and eat what you will have us to glean and eat from your table on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with me, and I'm sure as all of us, as children of God, the Holy Spirit always deals with us on things that we need to improve upon, things that we need to improve upon and do better at. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me on, among other things, is obedience, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, being cognizant and conscious of these things, and always bringing glory to Him in all that I do. And I'm sure that the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you all as well on that, because everything that we do, no matter what it is, should always bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus, or bring glory and honor to God. No matter where we are, no matter what we do, no matter who we're with, we should always be bringing glory to God. And He should be the first and foremost focus, the one to be seen, the one to be lifted higher. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." So He took me over into Titus chapter 3 and verses 1 through 7. And I believe this is going to be a series. But I'm going to be reading from the Amplified, and then we'll probably read from the King James Version and do a little study, because I want to dissect these verses. But beginning in Titus chapter 3, verse 1, in the Amplified Bible, it reads, "Remind people to be submissive to their magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work." Verse 2, "To slander or abuse or speak evil of no one, to avoid being contentious," that means causing strife, "to be forbearing, yielding, gentle, and consolatory or friendly, and to show unqualified courtesy toward everybody." Verse 3, "For we also were once thoughtless and senseless, obstinate," the meaning of that word is stubborn, "and disobedient, deluded and misled. We too were once slaves to all sorts of cravings and pleasures, wasting our days in malice, hatred, and jealousy and envy, hateful, hated, detestable, and hating one another." Verse 4, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior to man, as man appeared," talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, "He saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but He saved us because of His own pity and mercy, by the cleansing bath of the new birth. And that was poured out by his blood when he gave his life on the cross. It says, by the cleansing bath of the new birth, regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out so richly upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And verse 7 reads, and he did it. The reason why Jesus did this, he did it in order that we might be justified by his grace, his favor, by his favor. Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, undeserved, that we might be acknowledged and counted, conformed to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action, and that we might become heirs of eternal life according to our hope. So let's go back to verse 1, and let's look at that word, obedient. It says, remind people to be submissive to their magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work. What does it mean to obey, to be obedient? To obey means to carry out the orders of, to be guided by, to submit, to answer to act upon, to bow to surrender, to yield, to attend to others, to do what is told, to do what is expected of one, to do as one says, to serve. And this is an area that we all must work on in every area of our lives, especially when it comes to the Spirit of God. Because we don't want to get so sure of ourselves that we miss hearing the still small voice that tells us what to do and gives us instruction. Because God moves through people. He needs us to carry out his perfect will in the earth. He needs vessels to work through, to carry out his perfect will in the earth. To obey. Now, it says in verse 1 here in the Amplified, it says, remind people to be submissive to their magistrates and authorities. Well, we know that to be anyone in authority, as long as we are to obey, as long as it is according to the word of God. It says to be obedient, to be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work. That is why we are to be obedient, so that we can be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work. Scripture also says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Not only are we to be obedient and to be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work, but verse 2 says, we are not to slander or abuse or speak evil of no one. It goes right back to What seeds are we sowing with our lips? Because we were made in the image and likeness of God, which we speak produces, and it brings about a harvest. Not just what we sow in finances, but especially what we sow in our words. And when we slander or abuse or speak evil, tearing them down instead of building them up, we are committing murder, if you will, by destroying their character, destroying who they are, their image, who they may be. And we do not know the whole part of their life story. So we do not know what they have done or what they have gone through or what God has brought them through or how God is working with them. So it behooves us to be careful with what we say, especially when it comes to other people. So in verse 2, it says, we're not to slander or abuse or speak evil of no one. And we are to avoid being contentious, causing strife, confusion, arguments. We are to avoid that. And we are to be forbearing or yielding and gentle and conciliatory. And then the meaning of that word conciliatory is friendly. And we are to show unqualified courtesy toward everybody. Not just those of the household of faith, but everybody. No matter how they treat you, no matter how they respond to us, no matter how they treat us, this is how people will know that we are the disciples of Christ, by our love, how we walk toward one another, how we relate toward one another. And then it says in verse 3, for we also were once thoughtless and senseless, obstinate or stubborn and disobedient, deluded and misled. We have no right, people of God, to look down our nose at anyone. Reminds me of the story in the Bible, the account in the Bible where the woman was caught in adultery. And Jesus said to all of those who wanted to stone her, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. We cannot forget where we have come from, even though Christ has cleaned us up and made us new and changed us, and we have become new creatures and new creations. That does not give us a right to look down on anyone. Because we too, as verse 3 says, also were once thoughtless and senseless, obstinate and disobedient, deluded and misled. We too were once slaves to all sorts of cravings and pleasures, wasting our days in malice and jealousy and envy, hateful, hated, detestable, and hating one another. The song says, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And that comes from verse 4 in Titus chapter 3. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior to man, as man appeared, he saved us. Not because of any works of righteousness that we had done. It wasn't because we treated our brother right, or we spoke the right words, or did the right things, or prayed 5 times a day, or took communion every day, or it wasn't because of that. He saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but because of his own pity and mercy. By the cleansing bath of the new birth, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out so richly. He poured it out so abundantly upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. When he gave up his life on that cross, and Jesus gave up his life. He laid it down. No one took it from him. He laid it down, as scripture says. He poured himself out richly, abundantly for us. And he did it, verse 7 says, in order that we might be justified by his grace. By his favor, wholly undeserved, that we might be acknowledged and counted as conformed to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action, and that we might become heirs of eternal life according to our hope. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we thank you for being the light, for saving us from eternal damnation. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our helper, to help us in the area of obedience to your word, to help us walk out circumspectly before you, O God, so that we are pleasing in your sight. Let our words that come from our mouth and the meditations and thoughts that are in our hearts, Lord, let it be acceptable to you in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer, for it is you that we live for. It is in you that we live. It is in you, Lord Jesus, that we move. And it is in you, O God, that we have our very existence, our very being. We thank you for your help, Holy Spirit, and for bringing to mind the things that we must do as we walk out our soul salvation in this life with fear and trembling, pleasing in your sight always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to thank you for joining us today for today's broadcast. The little one, it comes on Thursdays during the month. And also, we want to here at HNLC Studios remind you also to tune in every second and fourth Tuesday for the All About Jesus broadcast with your host, Minister Ruth Ellis, who is also my mother. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his face and countenance and turn his face toward you and give you his peace always. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. Keep us in prayer as we keep you in prayer. And I just wanted to let you all know that you are loved, you are treasured, and you are more than enough, because Jesus, our Christ, who lives in us, is more than enough. God bless you.